American-born priest John Kaiser had been working in Kenya for 35 years when he was found dead on the side of a road outside the capital, Nairobi, in August 2000. Police said he had died of a bullet wound in the head. In a subsequent report, Kenyan police and the FBI reported that Kaiser suffered from depression and had probably shot himself. They cautioned that their analysis should not be considered conclusive. FBI spokesperson Stephen Kodak tells VOA that the Federal Bureau was asked by Kenyan authorities to assist in the initial investigation of Father Kaiser's death, but that they had to work within the constraints of the country's police system. Kodak says the FBI was not involved in a subsequent inquiry to confirm a conclusion of suicide, which took 4 years to complete.
It's unfortunate that our investigative and forensic experts were not afforded the opportunity to testify in support of that investigation in the recent court proceedings.
In Kenya, a judge must conduct an independent inquiry before suicide can be confirmed as a cause of death. In early August, Judge Maureen Odera, after sifting through the initial investigation, decided to reopen the case, and she ruled that Father Kaiser had been murdered. Kenyan lawyer Mbuthi Githenji represents the priest's family and the Mill Hill missionaries where Kaiser worked. He says Odera's ruling was worth the wait.
It's a remarkable decision in that suicide was removed. She identifies suspects who should be investigated further. She also indicated the weaknesses in the evidence of the police. So she has shown the way forward.
In reopening the case, Judge Odera named the brother-in-law of a former Member of Parliament and his close friend, a game ranger, as suspects in the murder. The men have not been charged and apparently do not have lawyers at this time. The police will now open a new investigation into the case. The judge did not link Julius Sunkuri, the former MP, to the priest's death, but she did say there were serious omissions in the initial police investigation. The lawyer for the priest's family, Mbuthi Githenji, says that on the day that Kaiser died, a young girl who was being helped by the priest to bring charges of rape against Sunkuri suddenly withdrew her accusations. Sunkuri represented Kilgoris District, home to the Maasai Mara, one of the most famous wildlife reserves in the world. Githenji says no one should be exonerated until all the evidence is in and a proper trial is held.
Where investigation is ordered, I would personally feel that all inclusive should be investigated. Further evidence may reveal more information that was not made available during the inquest.
The former MP, Julius Sunkuri, has stated an interest in running for a seat in local government when the country holds general elections later this year. Caroline Sawyer for VOA News, Nairobi.